everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, for another weekly Reverse Speech show. And I was just informed that the show we did last week was our 100th. Now, I didn't realise that, otherwise I would have made a big deal about it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So this is the 101st show. Quite a milestone. Next century. How about that, hey? Okay, all right, what's going on? We have our next training class starting next weekend. This is a light and easy class. Instead of one class every 2 weeks, it's one class a month. It takes the pressure off you for getting homework in to do it. The price is also half price, so it's nice and easy and affordable. It's only part one of the training program, not part one and two, which is what I usually do. So if you want to join this class, there's still plenty of seats left in this class. You can call me on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077, and that starts next weekend. So there you go. All right, a few things going on. I'm off to Canada in October of this year. I've been asked to come to Canada to do a series of lectures and media appearances and workshops, so that should be exciting stuff. And the man who's organising the trip, Christian Cadeau, is a guest on my show today. And he's a reverse speech student. He's also a private investigator. So we'll hear a lot about what he does and how he thinks reverse speech applies to his business. So that should be an interesting interview. So there we go. So training class next weekend. Call-in number to call me during the show is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And for those listeners in Australia, I have a big promotion going on in Adelaide in the month of September. I'm doing the Whole Life Expo at Adelaide. I've got a booth there and two lecture spots. And I'm going to have a lecture scheduled 2 weeks after that, followed by a live training class in Adelaide, Australia, my hometown. So we're going to try to get reverse speech going again in Adelaide. We'll see what happens. We may succeed. We may not. Who knows? So I think that's all the latest going on. Yep, that's about it. So there you go. All right. So for the first hour, we are continuing through the archives, as I have been doing for a year now, going through all my old media reversals. And we're going to start off with – we're into January 2018. And we're going to start off with General Robert Neller talking to the Marines. So here is the forwards.
The world's a very unstable place, and they expect that we're going to be out there to help make them safe.
And this one says, I'm going to go with guts.
Bye, vinegar with guts.
Yeah, there it is. I'm going to go with guts. All right, here's the next one.
But again, I thank you every day for what you do. I appreciate your sticking your hand up in the air to serve Marines. I know you bring your A-game every day. Semper Fidelis, we'll see you out there in the op four.
And this one says, violent your advice.
Violent your advice.
Wow.
Violent your advice.
Nice and clear.
Violent your advice.
I guess I'm going to go with guts and violent your advice. Gives us a bit of an insight into this man. He's a rough and tumble, ready war man. And here he is again.
So for everybody else that's sitting, if anything really bad happens, this is who you listen to, okay?
This one says, love your Air Force.
Love your Air Force.
Huh.
Love your Air Force. Love your Air Force.
Yeah, there it is. Love your Air Force. And here's the next one on General Robert Neller.
So, again, thank you for the opportunity to be here with you tonight. Thank you for your support for this foundation.
And this one says, when they spy, they forget.
When you spy, they forget.
Huh.
When you spy, they forget.
I'll be bothered.
When they spy, they forget.
I don't know what that would mean. When they spy, they forget. Yeah, let's run the forwards again.
So, again, thank you for the opportunity to be here with you tonight. Thank you for your support for this foundation.
And when they spy, they forget.
When they spy, they forget.
Huh.
When they spy, they forget. When they spy, they forget.
I'll be bothered. All right, okay. Okay, here's Hillary Clinton lamenting yet again about her loss of the election. This woman doesn't stop. She can't let it go.
You could spend all of your time, and I had to think hard about this before the first debate. I literally could have spent all my time saying, no, you told interviewer X and you said on Y, but I thought, no.
And this one says, lost, we won.
Lost, we won.
Huh.
Lost, we won.
I'll be bothered.
Lost, we won.
Well, you did lose, and you didn't win, so I don't know what she means by lost, we won. Maybe she's thinking about the popular vote. Huh. Anyway, here she is again, saying a perfect storm cost her the election.
I kept saying, well, what happened? You know, because I wanted to understand it.
And here she says, get money, owe and 100 by hell.
Get money, owe
100
by hell.
I'll be bothered.
Get money, owe 100 by hell.
Get money, owe 100 by hell.
Get money, owe 100 by hell.
I'll be bothered. I wonder what she means by that. Yeah, let's run the forwards again.
I kept saying, well, what happened? You know, because I wanted to understand it.
Get money, owe, and 100 by hell.
Get money, owe 100 by hell.
Get money, owe 100 by hell. Good morning.
All right, okay. And here she is again, lamenting her loss.
So I decided I'd dive in and write this book. It was really painful. I mean, I'd write, and I'd literally have to go and lie down. It was so painful.
Oh, poor baby. Oh, dear me. She'd have to write, then she'd have to go and lie down. Oh, dear me. And backwards, I would have done it.
I would have done it.
I'm going to play the fours again on this one. The fours is the amusing one here.
So I decided I'd dive in and write this book. It was really painful. I mean, I'd write, and I'd literally have to go and lie down. It was so painful.
Oh, dear me. Poor baby. Oh, no. I've written my autobiography. You can get pretty emotionally drawn into the pages as you write, but I've never had to go and lie down because it was so painful. Wow. And I would have done it.
I would have done it.
I would have done it.
Yeah, there it is.
I would have done it.
Okay, here she is again.
You know, people thought, oh, my gosh, I can't vote for somebody who's, you know, once again under FBI investigation, even though there was, again, nothing to it. And then there were the Russians. And the Russians were much more involved than even I understood.
Yeah, right. And here, so it won.
So it won.
Huh.
So it won.
So it won.
But she... Well, okay, the Russians won. The Russians' interference won. Well, for a start, there's no proof the Russians interfered in the election. That's just absolute bogus BS. And even if they did, how many elections has America interfered with over the years and taken down whole governments? Excuse me? And you're worried about a little bit of Russian interference in your election? You need to look into the mirror. Wow, he who was at sin, throw the first stone. Bloody hell. I'm going to play the Fords on that one again.
You know, people thought, oh my gosh, I can't vote for somebody who's, you know, once again under FBI investigation, even though there was, again, nothing to it. And then there were the Russians. And the Russians were much more involved than even I understood.
Yeah, rave on, Hillary. So it won.
So it won.
So it won.
Huh.
So it won.
Well, what's she saying? The Russian interference cost her the election? If there was indeed Russian interference? I don't know. All right, here's Leonardo DiCaprio saying climate change is real.
And it's up to this generation, it's up to all of you to really get involved and make a difference because, as I said in the documentary, what I saw on my travels absolutely terrified me. It was terrifying.
And here he says, our shadow, we're in the garden.
Oh, Seattle, we're in the garden.
I'll be bothered.
Oh, Seattle, we're in the garden. Oh, Seattle, we're in the garden.
Well, that actually basically contradicts what he says forwards. We're in the garden, short for Garden of Eden, a very common metaphor in reverse speech, place of peace and harmony. Our shadow, that's our alter ego. Our hidden self lies in our shadow, both good and bad. So he's saying the result is going to be devastating, but the verses are quite soft. So here's the forwards again.
And it's up to this generation, it's up to all of you to really get involved and make a difference, because as I said in the documentary, what I saw in my travels absolutely terrified me. It was terrifying.
And our shadow, we're in the garden.
Oh, Seattle, we're in the garden.
Huh.
Oh, Seattle, we're in the garden. Oh, Seattle, we're in the garden.
Yeah, well, you see, that contradicts what he says for us. We're living in the Garden of Eden now. This is a place of harmony and paradise. I don't know about climate change. I don't know enough about it to make a comment on it. So I'll shut my mouth. I don't think it's happening. There you go. I said it. All right, here we go.
It wasn't just, as you saw there with Commander Fravor giving you his eyewitness testimony, which, by the way, is very compelling.
Yes.
He is, I can tell you from personal experience, as a commander of the Black Aces, he is the best of the best there is.
This is Luis Elizondo, former military intel. He says, deal with option, we know assassin.
Deal with option, we know assassin.
Wow, we know an assassin.
Deal with option, we know assassin. Deal with option, we know assassin.
I'll be bothered. Okay, listen to the Ford again.
It wasn't just, as you saw there with Commander Fravor giving you his eyewitness testimony, which, by the way, is very compelling.
Yes.
He is, I can tell you from personal experience, as a commander of the Black Aces, he is the best of the best there is.
Okay, deal with option, we know assassin.
Deal with option, we know assassin.
Deal with option, we know assassin. Deal with option, we know assassin.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. Next one along. Luis Elizondo on Glenn Beck.
Obviously, looking at defined threats such as terrorism and potential nuclear weapons and chemical weapons and proliferation of you know, issue du jour.
And here he says, is it shit money?
Is it shit money?
Huh.
Is the shit money?
Or is the shit money is what I heard then.
Is the shit money?
Is the shit money? Is the shit money?
I don't know, maybe all the money we're spending. I don't know. Yeah, anyway. All right, next one along. Luis Elizondo and Glenn Beck. He's on Fox anymore, is he, Glenn Beck? I don't think so, no. So anyway, here's the Ford.
And on top of that, we now have equipment that can very quickly ascertain what we're looking at, if it's an aircraft, if it's a missile, if it's a drone, to the point where we actually know even what kind of drone it is. And unfortunately, I can't go into more detail than that. But
and this one says more specific.
More specific.
More specific. More specific.
Yeah, they're more specific in their recognition, I think. Let's play the Fords again.
And on top of that, we now have equipment that can very quickly ascertain what we're looking at, if it's an aircraft, if it's a missile, if it's a drone, to the point where we actually know even what kind of drone it is. And unfortunately, I can't go into more detail than that. But
and more specific.
More specific.
Yeah.
More specific. More specific.
Yeah, you could get more Pacific over this, I guess how I would interpret that. It's a bit of a ho-hum reversal. And here's the next one. Same guy, Luis Elizondo, former military intel.
I certainly can't speak on behalf of every American.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't pretend to. And as far as speaking for the department, it's been about 2 months now since I've been out of the department.
And this one says, there's a science.
Yes, the science.
Yes, the science. Yes, the science.
Yeah, that's a fairly obvious. There's a science. And we're going to move on to the next one, which is, oops, 1 second. I just had a cat crawl on my keyboard. That happened last show, didn't it? And disconnect me. No, the show before that, I think it was. And disconnected me. Wonderful thing, cats, but they jump on your desk and crawl over your keyboards. Okay, here's the next one.
The one thing that it's not very comfortable with are those things that are very hard to define. They tend to be a bit nebulous.
They want to fuck?
They would fuck.
Huh.
They would fuck. They would fuck.
Huh. Yeah, all right, okay. All right, and next one along, Luis Elizondo again.
Sure. The purpose of the program, Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, was really designed to do just that. From a national security perspective.
And my wolf will shake it.
Mayor Wolf, shake it.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor Wolf, shake it. Mayor Wolf, shake it.
Shake what? Here, let's listen to the Fords again, and we can determine what the reversal means.
Sure. The purpose of the program, Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, was really designed to do just that. From a national security perspective.
My wolf will shake it.
Mayor Wolf, shake it.
Mayor Wolf, shake it. Mayor Wolf, shake it.
Yeah, there it is, all there. Okay, all right. So moving on down the list, we have McMaster saying Russia using implausible deniability on hacking U.S. elections. Okay, here we go.
To foment lack of confidence and to pit communities against each other.
And this one says, "And this little fuck."
And this little fuck.
Huh.
And this little fuck. And this little fuck.
I wonder who the little fuck is that he's talking about. And let's run the Fords again. See if we can get a clue.
To foment lack of confidence and to pit communities against each other.
And this little fuck.
And this little fuck.
And this little fuck. And this little fuck.
Yeah, there it all is. And this little fuck. And then we have McMaster's again on Russia.
Russia, that it's in its interest to work together on some of these key priority threats to the world. I mean.
And so it says, see the muscle.
See the muscle.
Yeah.
See the muscle.
Yeah, just recognizing Russia as a strong power. Nothing really wrong with that. And then the next one.
Well, what we have to do is come up with a way to deal with this very sophisticated strategy, this new kind of threat.
And this one says the way to deal with Obama.
The way to deal with Obama.
Huh.
The way to deal with Obama.
I'll be bothered.
The way to deal with Obama.
Yeah, it's all there. Huh, what do we mean by that? The way to deal with Obama. Not too sure. Obama's not even in the picture now. All right, here's someone called Mika Razilia. I don't know who this is, but he's in my list, so here we go.
They keep you enthralled by showing you the way you could live if you only had more of the counterfeit money so you can buy up fancy things to feel important when all you ever really needed was to feel loved. And that was your purpose. That is perfect. And nothing can take the place of knowing that you belong to something real. Money and stuff is always just never enough. Is it?
And this reversal says, life is so good.
Life is so good.
Huh.
Life is so good.
Nice and clear.
Life is so good.
Yeah, nice and clear. Life is so good. Nice and clear. Okay, whoever this guy is, I don't know who he is. And here's another one I don't know who he is. Mosab Youssef at UN supporting Palestinians, okay?
My name is Mus'ab Hassan Youssef. I grew up in Ramallah as a member of Hamas. I addressed the words to the Palestinian Authority, which claims to be the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. I ask, where does your legitimacy come from?
This one says, we're all members of Allah.
Huh.
I'll be bothered. Well, I don't know. I guess we are all members of Allah, aren't we? Interesting word, Allah, in reverse, which comes up a lot. It's a really common metaphor. A lot more common than the word God itself. And I found it on devout Christians and atheists alike. It's across the board. So I'm not too sure what the deal is with Allah, but it's certainly a common, strong theme in reverse speech as another name for God. So there we go. I'll be detailing all of this in my latest book, The Still Small Voice, which I am in the process of writing now. So it's nowhere near ready yet. It is being written as we speak. Okay, so we're going to move on to Nikki Haley talking about Iran.
Well, I think right now we're going to have conversations with the Security Council and see what we need to do to have an emergency session. One way or the other, we will have a meeting on what is happening in Iran with the protests and their fight for freedom.
And this one says, he's the German?
He's the German.
Huh.
He's the German. He's the German.
Don't know what he means, but she means by he's the German. Huh, how strange. All right, next one on Iran.
We are absolutely going to move forward on the missiles. You will see us look at Resolution 2231 carefully and see what needs to be changed so that we can put a stop to the Iranian testing of ballistic missiles. Yes.
This one says, we shall send the mud.
We shall send the mud.
Huh.
We shall send the mud. We shall send the mud.
As you heard, we sure send the mud, not we shall send the mud. Here we go again.
We shall send the mud.
We shall send the mud. We shall send the mud.
Yeah, they're doing stuff to interfere with the situation, okay? And here's, she's talking about North Korea. We should be going to break any second.
We won't take any of the talk seriously if they don't do something to ban all nuclear weapons in North Korea. We consider this to be a very reckless regime. We don't think we need a Band-Aid, and we don't think we need to smile and take a picture. We think that we need to have them stop nuclear weapons.
And this one says, we're a babysitter.
We're a babysitter.
Wow.
We're a babysitter. We're a babysitter.
Well, that's nice and clear. A babysitter for North Korea? I don't know about that. Yeah, let's run that one again. Here's the forwards.
We won't take any of the talk seriously if they don't do something to ban all nuclear weapons in North Korea. We consider this to be a very reckless regime. We don't think we need a Band-Aid, and we don't think we need to smile and take a picture. We think that we need to have them stop nuclear weapons.
And we're a babysitter.
We're a babysitter.
We're a babysitter. We're a babysitter.
Yeah, there it is. And there's our break. I'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. .com, Numana.com.
Okay, we're back for continuing hour one of the show. We're looking at reversals from the archive, and we're in January 2018. All right, here's Obama in Germany. Obama in Berlin says Germany can't hide behind a wall.
Guten Tag. It's good to see all of you. It's good to be back in Berlin. I have to say, first of all, that not only do I love this city, but one of my favorite partners throughout my presidency is sitting next to me today. Chancellor Merkel has done outstanding work, not just here in Germany, but around the world.
And here he says, I'm innocent.
Innocent.
Probably talk about his time as president. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm an innocent little guy. All right. And then we've got the next one. Here he is in Germany.
My hope was that I was able to get 100% of people health care while I was president. We didn't quite achieve that, but we were able to get 20 million people health care who didn't have it before. And certainly I have some regrets that we weren't able to get everyone health care, and obviously some of the progress that we made is now imperiled because there's still a significant debate taking place in the United States.
This says, so damn you.
So damn you.
Huh.
So damn you. So damn you.
Is he upset at those who couldn't give health care to everyone? I'd say so. Here, let's listen to the actual forwards of the reverse. So here's the reverse.
So damn you.
And here's the forwards.
We made was. So damn you.
And backwards.
We made was.
We made was. Let's have a listen to what section that is in the forwards.
Hope was that I was able to get 100% of people health care while I was president. We didn't quite achieve that, but we were able to get 20 million people health care who didn't have it before. And certainly I have some regrets that we weren't able to get everyone health care, and obviously some of the progress that we made is now imperiled because there's still a significant debate taking place in the United States.
And, okay, all right, so damn you. And here's the verse again, so damn you.
So damn you.
Huh, I'll be bothered. All right. Okay, so next one along, here's the Queen's Christmas message.
The Commonwealth has an inspiring way of bringing people together, be it through the Commonwealth Games, which begin in a few months' time on Australia's Gold Coast, or through bodies like the Commonwealth Youth Orchestra and Choir, a reminder of how truly vibrant this international family is. Today, we celebrate Christmas, which itself is sometimes described as a festival of the home.
This one says, force issue.
Force issue.
Huh.
Force issue.
Force issue.
Yeah, there it is, force issue. I wonder what she means by force issue. Let's listen to the forward again.
The Commonwealth has an inspiring way of bringing people together, be it through the Commonwealth Games, which begin in a few months' time on Australia's Gold Coast, or through bodies like the Commonwealth Youth Orchestra and Choir, a reminder of how truly vibrant this international family is. Today, we celebrate Christmas, which itself is sometimes described as a festival of the home.
And force issue?
Force issue.
Huh.
Force issue.
Interesting. All right. Okay, here's Theresa May, Prime Minister of Britain, on radical Islam.
Tolerance and, dare I say, just common British decency. On the issue of radical Islam, British Muslims are peaceful and law-abiding people who have themselves been the subject of acts and the victims of acts of terror by the far right.
And this one says, we shit you not.
We shit you not.
Ha!
We shit you not.
I guess so.
We shit you not.
I guess so. We shit you not. Okay, God, you hear some funny things in reverse sometimes. All right, here we have Trump at Camp David.
But Mexico will pay in some form.
And so here we go.
As you know, we're negotiating NAFTA. See how that goes. Yes, but Mexico will pay in some form. Mexico will pay.
And I got ICE. That's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll be bothered.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
In other words, he's got all the backup behind him to deliver what he needs to deliver. All right, here we have on our security strategy speech.
We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
And this says we made it up.
I made it up.
I made it up.
I made it up.
Certainly there. What is he making up? Let's listen to the forwards again.
We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
And I made it up.
I made it up.
I made it up. I made it up.
Well, it seems like he's just talking for the sake of talking, doesn't it? That's the whole emphasis of the reversal. Here's the next one.
To counter Iran and block its path to a nuclear weapon, I sanctioned the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
It says, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Huh.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, it speaks for itself. Next one.
With this strategy, we are calling for a great reawakening of America, a resurgence of confidence, and a rebirth of patriotism, prosperity, and pride.
This one says, resist to get therapy.
Resist to get the therapy.
The therapy.
Resist to get the therapy. Resist to get the therapy.
Well, around about that time, Trump's health was being caught into mental health, and I know they wanted to get into some sort of counseling, and obviously resist to get the therapy shows that he did not intend to do that. So here is the reversal again.
Resist to get the therapy.
Resist to get the therapy. Resist to get the therapy.
Yep, there it is. All right. And next one along is this one here. And here's the forwards.
We have made clear that countries that are immensely wealthy should reimburse the United States for the cost of defending them.
That's why I says, serve me.
Serve me.
Ha!
Serve me. Serve me.
Oh, well, there you go. How's that for a healthy ego? Serve me. All right, here's the next one.
I have met with more than 100 world leaders. I have carried America's message to a grand hall in Saudi Arabia, a great square in Warsaw.
Oh, when he talks about Saudi Arabia, he says they buried us.
They buried us.
They buried us. They buried us.
Are we right to be friends with Saudi Arabia? I don't know. Toll-free call-in number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Call in, ask me anything you like. Always enjoy getting your calls. Okay. All right. So, oops. Okay, next one along. They buried us. We played They Buried Us. Now we've got the next one.
We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interests.
And this says, you give eyewitness.
You give eyewitness.
You give eyewitness. You give eyewitness.
Okay, there we go. Someone just asked me if this is a repeat show. Well, it's actually live. I'm doing it live. However, if this is ever a repeat show, then this is going to confuse some people who are listening to it. So no, this is live to Jeff, who just sent me a message. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm a recording. I don't mean to sound like I'm recording. All right, here's Trump and Kim Jong-un.
He knows I'm not messing around. I'm not messing around. Not even a little bit. Not even 1%. He understands that. At the same time, if we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex. We're working on it with a lot of people.
And this is fear of it, Obama.
Fear of it, Obama.
Fear of it, Obama.
There we go. Okay. Fear of it, Obama. And, oh, that's it. That's all I... Oh, hang on, no. We got another January file. Okay, so we're still doing January of 2018. Let's play continue with Trump. Here's Trump at the UN.
Strong sovereign nations let their people take ownership of the future and control their own destiny.
And it says, and it's sad, NORAD.
And it's sad, NORAD.
Wow.
And it's sad, NORAD. And it's sad, NORAD.
Yeah, and it's sad, NORAD. Wonder what NORAD's all about in this case. And here we have another one.
The Marshall Plan was built on the noble idea that the whole world is safer when nations are strong, independent, and free.
And this is face a world war.
Face a world war.
Face a world war. Face a world war.
Face a world war. Well, I'll be bothered. How about that? That doesn't sound very good. And here he is talking about Saudi Arabia.
In some cases, states that seek to subvert this institution's noble aims have hijacked the very systems that are supposed to advance them. For example, it is a massive source of embarrassment to the United Nations that some governments with egregious human rights records sit on the UN Human Rights Council.
And this one says, the source for Sam.
The source for Sam.
Oh, yeah.
The source for Sam. The source for Sam.
Sam, obviously referring to the United States. I'd imagine it's referring to the United States. All right. Okay. Next one along is this one here. Trump at the UN still.
It was based on the vision that diverse nations could cooperate to protect their sovereignty.
Your power nukes in the shed.
Your power nukes in the shed.
Wow.
Their power looks in the shed. Their power looks in the shed.
I think he's probably talking about American nukes, your power nukes. He's just thinking about all the muscle power we have, or America has, to back things up. Here's the next one on Hillary Clinton.
The Iranian regime's support for terror is in stark contrast to the recent commitments of many of its neighbors to fight terrorism and halt its finance. In Saudi Arabia early last year, I was greatly honored to address the leaders of more than 50 Arab and Muslim nations.
All right, well, this has nothing to do with Hillary. And backwards, it says Hillary buried us.
Hillary buried us.
Wow.
Hillary buried us. Hillary buried us.
Yeah, well, obviously, I said that was about Hillary because that's what it's about in reverse. Hillary buried us. I just think he's thinking about the legacy that Hillary Clinton leaves behind, which isn't the best one in the world. I'm sure you would agree. All right, next one along. Here we go.
Last month, I announced a new strategy for victory in the fight against this evil in Afghanistan.
And this one says, we're freaking out. Soon it's nine.
We're freaking out. Soon it's nine.
We're freaking out. Soon it's nine. We're freaking out. Soon it's nine.
Because you know what nine is. It's some military thing of some sort. But without having more information, it's a bit difficult to give that a good, concise meaning. Moving on to the next one. This is Trump on libel laws and freedom of speech.
Or American fairness. So we're going to take a strong look at that. We want fairness. You can't say things that are false, knowingly false, and be able to smile as money pours into your bank account. We're going to take a very, very strong look at that. And I think what the American people want to see is fairness.
And backwards, this is, we'll beat the crime either way.
We'll beat the crime either way.
We'll beat the crime either way. We'll beat the crime either way.
We'll beat the crime either way. Okay, fair enough. Won't say no to that. All right, here's Anderson Cooper on Haiti, saying, offended by Trump's shithole statement.
We hope the people in Haiti who are listening tonight in Port-au-Prince, in Jacmel, in Benet, in Miami and elsewhere, we hope they know that our thoughts are with them and that our love is with them as well.
And this one says, I was in the dope.
I was in the dope.
Ha!
I was in the dope.
I'll be bothered.
I was in the dope.
I know, is he smoking marijuana behind the stage? I don't know. Here's a Commander David Frevoy, who chased UFOs.
So as we go down, and when we get to the 12 o'clock position, it starts to mirror us. So it's in a clockwise flow, and it's on the opposite side of the circle from us.
And so it says the NASA spy.
The NASA spy.
Wow.
The NASA spy. The NASA spy.
Well, that's interesting. Is it actually a craft from NASA? The NASA spy. Here it is again.
The NASA spy.
The NASA spy.
Well, that is interesting, isn't it? Wow. What else do I have on him? That's all I got on him. Wow. All right, here is... where are we up to? Emery Smith on disclosure.
Up to 100 acres, you know, of multi-level facilities down there.
Wow.
With many special wings that do certain things. Some works on energy propulsion. Some works on regeneration. Some works, you know, there's a whole medical thing.
And this one says, I'd see the list. I'd pull them up. That up.
And I'd see the list of all that left.
And I'd see the list. I'd pull that up.
And I'd see the list of all that left.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And I'd see the list of all that left.
Huh, yeah, well, there it is. I see the list and pull that up. Okay, all right. So, Next one along. Here we go. Same guy, Emery Smith on Cosmic Disclosure.
Yeah, it was a leopard, colored skin. It was a torso. It looked like it got blown up. And it had reptilian skin. It had normal body parts like we have on our insides. So I did see a spleen, heart, lung. The face was too distorted and destroyed.
And this one says, get off that hormone to hit.
Get off the hormone to hit.
Wow, it's clear too.
Get off the hormone to hit. Get off the hormone to hit.
Not too sure what he would mean by that. Get off that hormone to hit. Strange reversal. Then we've got this one here. Here we go.
Turned around and threatened back. And it was not only me, but it was also another colleague of mine. And that were, you know, working on that at a being. And it was immediately everything stopped. And I thought, they just told me when I was taken to the wet room.
And this one says, I want to go win.
And I'm going to go win.
Huh.
And I'm going to go win.
Huh, I want to go win. Yeah, well, fair enough. We all want to win, don't we? Okay, here's one I want to play in case we run out of time. This is the Hawaii dispatch scanner when there was sort of a ballistic missile being thrown at Guam.
D14, you know what? I'll come on your guys' channel and I'll make that call.
And Demonic Flash.
Demonic Flash.
Oh, that's clear too.
Demonic Flash. Demonic Flash.
I presume he's talking about the flash made by a nuclear explosion. And he's calling it demonic. Wow. And then we have, where are we? This one here.
Bravo, 40 copy.
Thank you.
And it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
I'll be bothered.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's certainly there. There's no doubt about that. Here's another one.
Yeah, if you could make that announcement on the OS1 channel as well with Ocean 59.
And no villain on his mother.
No villain on his mother.
I'll be bothered.
No villain on his mother. No villain on his mother.
Nice and clear, too. Got that beautiful lady sing-song tone to it, which I'm really looking for. Let's play that again.
No feeling on his mother.
No feeling on his mother. No feeling on his mother.
Well, there you go. Huh. No feeling on his mother. Well, that is a strange reversal. All right, here's the next one. And we'll run this one forward as soon as it decides it's going to open for me. There we go. Oops, Lewis is a forward. Here's the forwards.
Thank you, two of knowledge.
And backwards, now I'm losing it.
No, I'm losing it.
Sounds pretty together. I wouldn't say he was losing it. Anyway, maybe he thinks he is. And here's the next one.
Central 601. So this is just a drill.
And this one says, no worries, we push that.
No worries, we push this.
No worries, we push this. No worries, we push this.
Huh, no worries, we push this. All right, okay. Okay, let me see. Let me get some doozies out. Here's Steve Bannon.
The whole issue of amnesty was put to bed in 2013, in the great civil war that occurred in that summer in the Republican Party.
And someone says, can it make money?
Can it make money?
Oh, yeah.
Can it make money? Can it make money?
Can it make money? I don't know whether it can or not. Interesting question. All right, next one along.
Newt came in really. Newt could have had a pick of things too, and Newt was very upfront at the time. I've got more to do for you guys on the outside than being inside. He came to us right away and said, I don't want to be inside.
This one says, forget, but I had a grin. Oh, taking things fairly lightly on that regard. And next one along, here we go.
It's really the speech. We shouldn't give the speech out to the people. They know what he's going to say. We should turn it around.
There's our break, folks. We won't have time to get this. We'll be back next hour with my guest, Christian Cadeau from Canada. See you soon. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys...